Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am your host for today's show, Business is Personal. And with me today is our leading lady, Nikki Baura. She is the CEO and president of Beyond Curious, which is an incredible company. They are an innovative agency that specializes in mobile. And I know that innovation and mobile and is such a hot topic today and can certainly be a bit daunting with the pace that technology is moving at. And I feel so lucky to have Nikki with us today. She is definitely an expert in this industry. She is an entrepreneur after my own heart and absolutely occupies a space between entrepreneurship and a corporate career women, and I'm just so happy to have her with us today. So good morning, Nikki, and thank you so much for being on the show today.
Hi, Shawn Marie. Thanks for the warm intro. I'm so thrilled to be here today, especially to have a conversation about my favorite topic.
Well, I'm so glad this is your favorite topic, and our show for today was definitely about being purpose-driven and following your passion. And Nikki, I know that both innovation and helping businesses go mobile and really tap into that is a passion of yours. And I would love to kind of start off our conversation today with your purpose and your passion, which I know definitely leads us into mobile. But I'd love to know kind of how you went about really connecting to your purpose, as I know that you, like me, are multi-passionate. So I'd love it if you'd share with our listeners a little bit about your journey.
Absolutely. Well, you know, most of us go through our lives trying to figure out what our ultimate purpose is. And you know, we sort of know our passions, but when it comes to discovering a purpose, most people tend to be fairly challenged in trying to discover what that true answer is. And I was very much in the same boat. I had a lot of successes, a lot of achievements throughout my life, but I really struggled to figure out, why do I exist? And it was sort of this existential crisis of trying to understand, you know, what's that bigger picture about? And, you know, I used to think, maybe I'm a connector. Maybe I'm meant to be an innovator, but nothing fit. Nothing really quite felt right. And, you know, it was going through all my business and corporate successes and still trying to figure out, you know, what is the reason why I exist and what am I meant to do in my whole life. So I went through a very interesting journey in constantly seeking that answer, and ultimately I discovered that my purpose was in empowering people and unlocking human potential. And ironically, that was something I'd lived my whole life. It wasn't a new answer. It was just the answer that I hadn't connected the dots for. And when I look back throughout my life, I'd been doing exactly that. And that was what I believed was the reason I existed. And ever since I discovered my purpose, I decided to follow that journey and really dedicate the rest of my life to doing that in the best possible way, the highest possible platform.
Well, you're clearly doing it, Nikki, beautifully and really well. And tell us a little bit about how you found your way to start up Beyond Curious, which is certainly a company that I think that people are going to be talking about a lot in the very near future. I mean, what you are on the path to do and create is absolutely incredible. And I think the way that you do bring people together, both, I think, just by who you are, by your nature. And I can tell you, the first time that I heard you speak, I was completely and absolutely mesmerized. And I just thought, she is somebody to watch. And it was clear to me that you wanting to connect people was not only part of your platform and your message, but it's just like you're just wired that way. You know, this idea of empowering and bringing people together. And I'd love to know a little bit more about how you found your way to start Beyond Curious.
Sure. You know, I'd spent 15 years in the digital space. I'd been working for very large agencies in an executive role, had a lot of corporate successes. I'd basically spent most of my career helping large global brands, iconic brands, reinvent themselves and transform themselves with technology. So it solved a lot of big innovation challenges for big global brands. But somewhere along the way, I started to realize that, you know, there was a common pattern that I was seeing. And that pattern is that large companies or any business, much like people, have a certain gift. I believe that every human being has a gift and every company has a gift. But people and businesses go through their lives sometimes not being aware of what that gift is. And sometimes they find out what that gift is, but they're not quite sure how to tap into it. You know, they're trying to figure out, well, how do I make this gift come to life? How do I make the most of your core competency? And then when they discover what that gift is, sometimes they're fearful to follow through. And mm-hmm. I started to notice that pattern that a lot of people who have tremendous potential are held back. And a lot of businesses are very much the same way. And so connecting back to my purpose of unlocking that potential, I became obsessed with the idea of what if there was an environment, a platform, or a catalyst, if you will, that allowed people and businesses to not only see their gifts, but apply techniques that allowed them to unlock those gifts and show results that allowed them to get past their fear and act on those opportunities. And that's really the idea of, you know, being this innovation agency that Beyond Curious was centered around, is how do we become that catalyst for our clients, for these large companies, in helping them realize what they're great at and move forward and take advantage of market opportunities. The other trend that I was obsessed about was we're living in an age of so much disruption. Things are moving so incredibly fast. Everything that we know of is changing incredibly rapidly. And yet large companies are not able to move quite at that light speed. By contrast, you have two guys in a garage in Silicon Valley just inventing things over a weekend on a shoestring budget and changing the world. And large companies have all these resources and scale and are not able to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you help these large brands disrupt themselves before they get disrupted? And so I looked at Silicon Valley methods and looked at, you know, the techniques that high, fast-paced tech startups use and adapted that for big brands so that instead of just competing on these size, these big brands, which are like elephants, they could compete on speed as well. So essentially, we're in the business of making these elephants run. And we do that by bringing together cutting-edge techniques, really specialized talent, and mobile technologies. We bring it all together and essentially we're like the catalyst that when you attach it to a big company, they take off like a rocket ship.
That's amazing, Nikki. And, you know, it's really interesting to hear you talk about this, the positioning of two guys in a garage in Silicon Valley versus, you know, these companies that have all of these resources. And I'm wondering for, you know, our listeners, because some of them, as I shared with you, are, you know, really successful women from corporate America, and we also have entrepreneurs that are listening. So What do you think are a couple of things as far as that skill set goes that help people, you know, break down that barrier of them being guarded or afraid to delegate, or that keeps them from really empowering that kind of talent? Because I've certainly seen that across the board with small companies who, you know, think that they need to do everything and they don't delegate, and big companies that just, you know, feel like if they give their team too much power or too much control or decision-making ability, that things are going to get away from them. So what are a couple of things that you've seen that might translate across the board for how to help people, you know, really connect to that ability to let go and see the brilliance in their team, and, you know, which obviously makes them better, happier employees?
Yeah, that's a great question. What I would say is, you know, the answer is slightly different for a big company leader versus a startup leader, but they're connected to the same concept, and that concept is about momentum. Ultimately, success in business and life, or in life, is often measured in the context of momentum. You know, we look at companies that are fast growing, like an Uber or an Airbnb, and we look at how fast they're growing, and we consider them successful. Same way we look at leaders that occupy our mind space and get rapid momentum, and we admire them. So momentum as a concept, to borrow from physics, it's a product of mass and velocity. And if you think about large brands, large companies, and executives in large companies have the scale, what they're lacking is speed. One way to generate speed, that velocity part, is to take risks. The only way you can move faster is by trying more things, by exploring more, by experimenting more, by taking risks and failing fast. And that's fundamentally the startup mindset. That's the entrepreneurial mindset. So one of the things we do with our clients is that we help large company leaders behave more like entrepreneurs. And we call them change agents. And I believe that everyone has it in them to be a change agent, because it's simply taking a different mindset and believing in something bigger beyond your role, beyond your job responsibilities, and recognizing that your ultimate power and contribution and impact lies in being a change agent. So simply by taking a more entrepreneurial mindset of exploring, trying, pivoting, failing fast, and learning from it, ultimately you actually achieve more success than taking a much more traditional route. And we've got demonstrated successes from leaders and change agents in large companies that we've worked with that have achieved incredible momentum for their organization simply by doing this. So for a large company, if you work in a large company and you're a leader or an executive there, embody the idea of being a change agent, take risks, fail fast, learn from it, and keep moving along. And that's what creates the speed coupled with your mass will give you the market momentum. On the flip side, if you're a small startup, momentum is just as important, not only for your success, but actually for your survival as well. As we all know, startups are all about cash flow. And if you don't keep growing and moving fast, you're going to run out of cash and ultimately not have a business at all. So in order for small companies to gain that momentum, the most important thing is scaling fast. And in order to scale, essentially they have to gain mass quickly. And the way to scale is by gaining leverage. That leverage is through hiring people better than you, by surrounding yourself with mentors that help you get to the next level, and through partnerships and alliances with companies that will help you create an ecosystem that maximizes the opportunity that's available to you. So by contrast with a small startup, it's all about how do you get more mass, even if you can't afford it yourself? How do you get leverage from outside your business? How do you get leverage from other people that you're able to gain that momentum?
Brilliant, Nikki. You know, one of the things that you said about corporate leaders thinking more like entrepreneurs, I can't help but think that larger companies that start, like, they have that in the beginning. And then it almost seems like something kind of goes away or a switch in their brain starts to shut off. And I think that that's one of the things that you are capturing so brilliantly. And I do consider you this really interesting hybrid between both of those worlds. And I think if there's anybody who can help these businesses really capture that, I think it's you. So this is super exciting.
Yeah, I mean, what you shared is absolutely one of the biggest challenges with a lot of large, mature global companies is that they start off with this entrepreneurial dream and vision, believing in something bigger than themselves, and then they grow really big and the spark goes away. And yeah. A lot of times the biggest challenge is a cultural challenge. It's not a challenge of resources and geographic footprint and competitive edge. It's a cultural challenge. Is how do you bring back and ignite that light? And I really believe the entrepreneurial mindset is the key. Is how do you create an environment where people have autonomy, where they have the ability to try new things and risk and fail and learn from it, but do that very quickly so that they have a greater sense of ownership. The reason why startups tend to be successful in the early stages, why there's so much momentum and why there's so much passion, is every single person in a startup feels a tremendous sense of ownership. And they believe that this is my company, this is my mission, this is my purpose, and that's why I'm going to try, I'll go above and beyond. And as soon as those layers of management come about, somehow there's a separation from that sense of purpose and less sense of ownership. And so we start to then trail back from there. And so quite simply, in a large company, it's really addressing that part, because as soon as you address that part, you've ignited a new flame again.
That's so good, Nikki. Oh, that's so good. One of the things that I want to make sure that we do today, because just knowing you the way that I do and how much I would love to continue this conversation, I want to make sure that anyone who would like to reach out to you or know more about Beyond Curious or what you're doing on the mobile platform, which we're going to get into on the next half of the show. But could you share with our listeners the best way to get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You could email me at hello@beyondcurious.com. Also check out more about Beyond Curious at beyondcurious.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, reach out through Twitter as well at Nikki Barua, all one word.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nikki. Speaking of momentum and innovation, and, one of the things that we kind of addressed at the very beginning of the show, which is the speed at which not only change is happening, but, technology, which is obviously propelling and, kind of behind this, the pace at which things are going at. I would love it if you would tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the mobile world and how that affects us, and maybe some things that, that we should be not only maybe doing now, but be on the lookout for.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this is something that regardless of what business you're in or what role you're in, it's so important for us to all be aware of just the pace of change and how technology is fundamentally transforming our way of life. Just to share a few stats that are mind-boggling, 10 years ago, less than 1% of the world population was connected to the internet. Today, about 40% is. 10 years ago, there were about 80 million mobile phone users. Today, there are 5.2 billion mobile phone users. 73% of the population is connected, the world population. So, these are some really, really big numbers that are showing exponential growth in terms of the connectedness, the mobile adoption, and so forth. As of last year, for the first time, there are more mobile users than desktop users. And part of what's driving this change is also the change in population patterns. There are more, our workforce today, especially in the U.S., is more dominated by millennials than by baby boomers and Gen Xers. And so millennials are the generation that have been born in the mobile era, if you will. So it's creating a different way of behaviors and choices and interaction and communication to commerce. Everything that we did in a certain way, you know, a couple of decades ago or a decade ago is fundamentally transforming, where it's this idea of software eating the world, you know. There was a time when we used to sign documents on paper and scan it or fax it and so forth, and today we do things electronically. You know, everything that used to be analog is turning digital, and not just digital, it's turning mobile, right? So the largest transportation company is Uber, but they don't own any cars. The largest hospitality company is Airbnb, but they don't own any hotels. So the nature of our world is shifting so dramatically in such big, huge numbers, and the generations to come are really changing the way things have been in all this time. So what's important to recognize is that technology and mobile isn't just impacting one part of the world, and that other businesses are safe from it or have some time. I think it's happening at a much faster pace than most people realize. And so what we do, the way we help our clients, is really helping them figure out how to innovate for this mobile age. It's not just about building apps or mobile web. It's how do you fundamentally think differently in the mobile age, where everything is about context, where everything is about how you consume your content. We tend to read more or watch videos more on our phones and our tablets than we do on a desktop anymore. We communicate primarily through our phones now. We, you know, we're buying tickets or we're going places, we're exploring options all through our phones now. And then with the advent of wearables and the Internet of Things, things are going even more mobile and connected. And that changes the way everything has been. So what's important, no matter what business you're in, is take the time to think about what does that mean for your business. Think about how that might disrupt your current business, whether you're in a large company or a small business. It doesn't matter. Think about how it's fundamentally going to disrupt things. Because if you disrupt yourself before you get disrupted, you will identify the opportunities you can take advantage of to leapfrog ahead of your competition. And
absolutely,
that's the key.
That's amazing, Nikki. And, you know, it's I'm always a little surprised when I, you know, run into somebody or meet somebody who still has this idea that, you know, not every business needs technology. And, you know, and I'm certainly by no means a technology genius. And I was I actually worked for a large ISP when people were still like the World Wide Web and what's a website. And so that was really exciting to see that, like, actually be on that wave and see that come to fruition. But, you know, when you say that 73% of the world is now connected digitally, I mean, I think that that is astounding. And one of the things I'm curious about is what would you, especially with you talking about the millennials, the way that you were and the fact that they were born into this, you know, mobile time in our history, what would you say to a company or to an entrepreneur who said, well, that's, you know, that's great, but millennials aren't my market? You know, is there anybody that you feel that this would not apply to, or what would you say to someone who doesn't think that it applies to them as far as, you know, a head of a company or an entrepreneur?
Yeah, that's a great question, because, look, millennials aren't our market either. We were in a B2B business. Our clients are you know, senior executives in large companies. So millennials are not a market either. However, here's why they matter. What they're doing is fundamentally changing the standards and the expectations of what to design for and what to build for. I'll give you a quick example. The fact that we live in a world of instant gratification, where if you are, you know, look, you're hungry and you're looking for a place to eat, we go to Yelp or OpenTable, we look for a place, and we make instant reservations. That may not be, you know, about millennials, but the fact is that world of instant gratification and the technology-forward approach is changing all of our expectations. You know, we no longer are okay waiting 30 minutes in a bank to deposit a check or to withdraw cash. We do it instantly, not just through ATMs, but we're doing it through our mobile phones and scanning a check, and it's instantly deposited, right? The food delivery services that deliver things in 15 minutes or less. There's Uber or Lyft that bring a car, you know, a vehicle to you within minutes. You know, shipping, Amazon is shipping things to you even same day. So all of this, you know, from bookings to commerce to content, I mean, we're no longer content, you know, having some slow dial up and taking, waiting 90 minutes to watch a video, right? I mean, we are, you know, you go to Netflix on your phone or your iPad and you're instantly watching the content you want. So this idea of instant gratification, this idea of technology forward, while, you know, not every generation may want it, the millennials are demanding it. And therefore, everything is being designed around their needs, behaviors, and preferences. And that's shifting everyone's expectations. So if the key is not about who you serve, the key is knowing how expectations are shifting and how is your business meeting those expectations, how is your business providing the quality of service and the speed of service in an age of instant gratification, and how is your business creating the products and solutions that are highly differentiated and highly valuable, because that has become the new normal today.
Oh my gosh, Nikki. That is, that's so powerful. And I have to tell you, I must have about 30 other questions that I would love to talk to you about, but I'm going to have to save that for our next get together or our next shows. I know that, that you and I will definitely be connecting, but this information, Nikki, is so helpful. And I think everything that you just closed with is super essential. And I cannot encourage our listeners enough. If you heard something today that, that kind of just got your attention, I really hope that you will consider some of the really valuable information that Nikki gave us today, and that you'll start applying it, and that you'll also, if you are so compelled, please reach out to Beyond Curious and Nikki and learn more about what they're doing and connect with them. And Nikki, I cannot thank you enough for being with us today. It's you are so gracious and so informative, and I wish you and Beyond Curious every success. I think you're changing the way that we are thinking about business. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. This was an absolute pleasure. And I highly encourage people to reach out if there's anything I can help with or provide perspective on your business or your role. I'd be happy to. I really do believe that ultimately, if we all did what we're truly passionate about and what makes us happy, and we did things that align with our purpose, we would be able to not only live happier, better lives, but create exponential value in the world.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Nikki, and thank you again so much, and I look forward to seeing you again very soon. And
thank you.
I just want to, you're so welcome, my dear, and I want to thank all of our listeners today for being with us. This was a very special show for me. I absolutely adore Nikki, and I love what she's up to. So I have no doubt that you did as well. So thanks for being with us. And I hope that you'll join us again next week. We are actually back every Monday at 9 a.m. With a new host and a different show. And our leading lady next week will be Sylvia Becker-Hill, and she is the founder and CEO of Empowerment Wizard, and the author of a new upcoming book, Uber Woman. And their topic next week will be From Wonder Woman to Superwoman to Uber Woman. So I hope that you will join us again next week. And thank you once again. I'm actually back the fourth Monday of every month, and I look forward to being with all of you again very soon. And until then, I'm sending you every good wish, now and always. And remember that it's not what you do, but why you do it, because business is personal.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.